the Joint Programming Initiative on Antimicrobial Resistance raises awareness of all aspects of the antimicrobial resistance crises. Why do we need to be able to better diagnose disease to reduce antimicrobial resistance? Arion van Kengel, Scientific Policy Officer responsible for the area of antimicrobial resistance at the European Commission, explains. Arion, why is the area of diagnostics so important in relation to antimicrobial resistance?
Well, diagnostics are extremely important because antimicrobials, well, the whole problem with resistance is well known. That problem is partially started because of the overuse of antimicrobials, like antibiotics. And that is because they are prescribed based on the idea that somebody has an infection. And this is a judgment of the prescriber without a proper tool to diagnose that. So that means that sometimes they're used, well, they're not necessary, they should not have been used. And you can only identify that if you give this prescriber a specific tool that tells him or her, no, this patient is safe without antibiotics, or, yeah, well, indeed, there's an infection, it's a bacterial infection, because for viral infections it doesn't make any use to prescribe antibiotics. So if it's detected as being a bacterial infection, then you need to prescribe antibiotics. So if we know exactly the situation of the patient, you have the right tools to make the proper diagnosis, there will be less antimicrobials prescribed, and only these patients that need them will get them. Another important element is that certain diagnostic tools can tell you which antibiotics are needed. So if there's a bacterial infection with a resistant bacterium, if you prescribe the antibiotic against which this bacterium is resistant, you will have no effect. So the infection continues. So you start a treatment, you continue a treatment, and after a while you realize nothing is happening. Then it's very important to know what are the resistances. And again, proper diagnostic tools could identify the bacterium that is causing the infection and could also identify the resistance markers. So that will tell you, for this infection, I need to prescribe antibiotic B, because antibiotic A is not going to work, there's a resistance against that one. And a third element that is very important is surveillance. There are several surveillance programs that give an idea what kind of resistances are about in hospitals and in the community. And of course, to detect that, you need to have diagnostic tools. So to know what is going on around us, what kind of resistances are coming up that we have to take into account in the prescription practices, you need to have a good surveillance system which relies on these diagnostic tools.
Why aren't we using existing diagnostic equipment to better diagnose the causes of disease already?
There are two issues with diagnostics. One is the speed and the other one is the cost. And these are very important elements that take care that they are not used as much as we would like. And then, of course, maybe not all the tools are available. We could have better ones, we could have improved ones. So if you're a doctor and you need to prescribe a patient an antibiotic, you want to treat that patient as quick as possible. If it would take you, let's say, 2 days for the results of a diagnostic test to start the treatment, that is not something that you would like to do. So you would like to treat as soon as possible. So there needs to be an optimized speed. We need to get these results as fast as possible from the diagnostic test. And the other thing is that the antibiotics are very cheap. And normally the diagnostic tests are more expensive. And of course it's part of the economy. You try to save costs in healthcare, so it's unfortunately cheaper to prescribe a drug than to do first a proper diagnostic.
What can we do to encourage better diagnostics and use of diagnostics?
First of all, I think we need to support research in the area to develop the proper diagnostic tools that we really need. Then we have to also change the policy in trying to support more the uptake of diagnostics by prescribers, change the behavior of prescribers also in that sense. So it's also a kind of social issue that a prescriber has to first think, well, wait a minute, I think it is this, but now I have the proper diagnostic tool, so let's check if I'm right, or maybe I can treat this patient without the antibiotic. And
The Joint Programming Initiative on Antimicrobial Resistance raises awareness of all aspects of the antimicrobial resistance crises.